Economic issues are dominating the political discussion in the primary election battleground states of Indiana and North Carolina. Both Democratic presidential candidates are saturating those states with television ads designed to tap into voters' anxieties. Senator Hillary Clinton's ads zero in on Indiana's shrinking industrial sector.
I think this election, particularly here in Indiana, is about jobs, jobs, jobs.
Senator Barack Obama aims his pitch in the same direction.
All across Indiana and my home state next door, folks know we desperately need change. Gas near $4, jobs leaving, healthcare you can't afford.
Clinton and Obama have put the spotlight directly on the fuel pump.
These days it costs $50 to fill up the tank. How can Indiana families afford that? Hillary Clinton knows it's time to act.
In this ad, Barack Obama promises to rein in the big oil companies.
They'll pay a penalty on windfall profits. We'll invest in alternative energy, create jobs, and free ourselves from foreign oil.
In his appearances, Senator John McCain is focused on another worry, health care.
We want a system of health care in which everyone can afford and acquire the treatment and preventative care they need.
Meanwhile, recent statements by Senator Obama's pastor, the Reverend Jeremiah Wright, have caused more trouble for the Democratic senator. Reverend Wright said terror attacks on the U.S., even the September 11th attacks, were a response to U.S. government policies. Senator Obama is trying to stop the controversy surrounding his longtime association with the Reverend. He says he has had enough of Reverend Wright's contentions.
They offend me. They rightly offend all Americans. And they should be denounced. And that's what I'm doing very clearly and unequivocally here today.
Jeffrey Young, VOA News.